Okay, so personally, I think very much that we need to take a life cycle approach in analyzing how road transport or any kind of transport mode delivers with respect to emission reductions. So that includes vehicle manufacturing, includes fuel production, and includes energy production, so it's not just fuel, and energy use. And so the combination of the three is what ultimately delivers. I would say there's even more. One could also get into the infrastructure construction and vehicle occupancy. So there are other elements, but since we're focusing, let's say, in this case, on cars, I would say it's probably sufficient to enlarge the focus to vehicle manufacturing, fuel production, and fuel use. Or energy production and energy use. So in principle, I think that's a sound approach. Regarding the harmonization, and in particular of the well-to-tank component, so basically how you make the energy, how you produce the energy, so there are efforts that went on. François mentioned before the fact that now ITC has been, let's say, upgraded to the level of ICAO and IMO. There is excellent work that I think has been done by ICAO on the development of harmonized ways to account for, at least in terms of default values, to account for different pathways for producing energy. In the case of ICAO, the focus is on low carbon fuels, because long distance aviation will need low carbon fuels almost forever. So that has been a strong focus. A lot of this work built on earlier work that was done by teams at the Joint Research Center in the Commission and at the GREET, Argonne National Lab. So I think there's excellent work that's been done in that space, and there are opportunities to actually leverage that. IMO is also leveraging this work, there are some open questions regarding indirect land use change, especially for bio-based pathways, when it comes to fuels. ICAO found a compromise, let's say, between two schools. IMO is taking a slightly different approach, more focused on risk management. But ultimately, there is work that can be leveraged here already in sister organizations, UN, that could actually bring forward progress in terms of how to account well-to-tank emissions and in an harmonized way. So I would recommend to have a look at those.